93.9 FM, KRLT The Lake, Pablo Francisco, Lonnie Love,
tired.
Bud Friedman.
Where you from, Bud?
I'm from Norwich, Connecticut.
Oh.
And then New York City. I moved there when I was 9 to seek my fame and fortune.
And it came.
And then I lived, and I moved to my dream town, Los Angeles, in 1974.
That's right, and he has about room for 8. That's right, it's absolutely amazing the jokes that Bud Friedman can come up with and profit off. You need to go to his website.
My website is, iJoke.tv is the one. That's the one.
But did you ever dream in your wildest dreams? I mean, every time someone shows a comedy club scene, a comic on stage, there's always that brick wall. But it was initially, that was not supposed to be.
I got a royalty on every one of them.
How did that come to be? How did you get to come
because
up with that?
The original improv was a Vietnamese restaurant. Mind you, 1963, do the geography, math. 1963, it didn't last too long. And it was all lacquered wood and mirrors, and I had no money. I stripped off the mirrors and found the brick and cleaned it up. It was much cheaper than, you know, putting plasterboard over it, and I didn't even know about that stuff. So that's the way it came about.
Wow, and the piano on stage was, because as I recall, you used to have the different Broadway performers after their show come over to the improv, and their piano would...
Right, the singers were a big part of the beginning of the improv. That's, I really opened it for singers, and that's how I'm so smart, that genius opened a comic club. Then we got a liquor license after a year and a half, and then comics started to come in. Call it a coincidence.
And people started coming more for the comedy than...
Well, I found out I enjoyed comedy more than I enjoy singing.